is it going to take for you right now to understand, realize, and recognize that you are enough? Your intelligence is enough. Your resources are enough. Do not quit. You are enough. There is room for you. There are opportunities waiting on you. If it's your first time, welcome. We're getting right beyond the BS and into the real ish. I need you to know today, family, that you are enough. How many times do I need to say it? You are enough. Don't quit. You are enough. Don't quit. You are capable of doing what is in your heart, what spirit, your creator, whoever you believe in, has put into your mind and your heart to do. There are many people living their lives content and don't even care about where they're going. But if you're listening to this, then I know that you were brought here to me for a reason. And so I'm telling you, and I'm imploring you, and I beg of you to get it in your skull, to get it in your brain, to get it in your heart, to get it into your throat chakra, to speak life into yourself, to speak life into your situation, to speak life into your business. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough. Don't quit. Because what? As cliche as it may sound, quitters don't win. Quitters don't win. It's okay if it didn't work the first time. It's okay if the business didn't make the money that you would expect it to do. But keep going. Find another way. Learn more. Connect and get mentors. You are enough. You are capable. And with the resources you have right now, today, right in front of you, that are tangible, okay? Not no make-believe, fairy tale, nothing. Whatever you have today that you know can take you 2, 3, 1, 1/2 a step closer to your goal, use it. Use it to your advantage. And you know that there are things that you should be doing right now, today, this month, this week, that will help you along your path, whatever that looks like. Closer to the goal of being an entrepreneur, closer to the goal of finishing your degree, closer to the goal of getting the promotion. Whatever it is that you're struggling with to get to the goal of, I'm letting you know right now to not quit. This is not a season of quitting. This is a season of planting, of watering, of nurturing, of learning, holding yourself accountable. And maybe that's the issue. You don't have an accountability partner or a mentor or someone in your circle that you know that you could call right now after you listen to this message to say, look, I got this thing I'm doing. I don't want to go into the details. I don't want to speak about all the full details yet, but I just need you to call me once a week, friend, family, whoever they are, and ask me or check on me or to see about me and if I've gotten closer to that goal. Sometimes all it takes is a little teeny bitty push. Sometimes all it takes is a question, is a, I see you, sis. I see you, bro. I see you, niece, nephew, non-binary, and I'm rooting for you. And I'm letting you know right now today that I'm that person. I'm rooting for you. I want to see you win. I want to see you accomplish. I want to see you progress. And it's okay if you take a step or 2 steps or 10 steps back, but guess what? It's only for a moment. It's only for a season. And that just means that there is something within your plan that may need a little bit of tweaking. And so I need you to sit down with your thoughts. I need you to sit down and pray and meditate, whatever you choose to do that works for you, and to figure out what it is that you could do differently this time on your path to get you to that next step, to get you to that next goal. Because the past doesn't matter now. The only thing in the past that matters is what you can learn from it. It's what you can go back and reassess about, whether it's at your job, your business, your family life, whatever it is, your college degree that you're trying to attain. And it seems like every time you take a class, it's getting harder and harder. And the information has just become jumbled up in your mind. And so I need you to take a piece of paper out and I need you to write these words down for me. Don't quit. insert your name, and then put, I am enough. I am capable. And I am deserving of every vision that I have in my mind that I would like to see play out in real time. And this is not about manifestation. Manifestation is great. Manifestation is the first step. Manifestation is just putting the idea on paper, putting the thought in your own mind, maybe sharing it with your spouse, maybe sharing it with your business partner or your accountability coach, therapist, or counselor. And then what did we talk about in the last episode? That your faith without works is dead. And so the manifestation aspect is just the first step. That's just the vision that came to you. That's just the thought, the business idea, the career goal. That's the first step. Now it's time to do the real work. Now it's time to get with the nitty and the gritty and to make the plan, to put it on paper, and to simplify your process with actionable goals and steps that you can do. And what I need you to do, getting one task done a day that gets you closer and closer to that goal. And if you're in the middle of said actionable steps, do I need to forfeit that party this weekend? Do I need to forego that trip to vacation? If I stay away from vacationing this summer, which is just for a season, right? Because sacrifices are for seasons. When you make sacrifices, they can be for a season, they can be for a week that you might have to sacrifice something. It may require you to sacrifice a leisurely activity that you normally do that takes money away from your goal and your next step in your business. And so what does that look like for you? Only you know. I don't have the answer for you because you know the ins and outs of your situation and what you're in the midst of. And so I need you to sit down. To remind yourself, put it on a sticky note, something that can remind you every day that you are enough and that now is not the time to quit. You are right on the cusp of getting there. You are right on the cusp of meeting that business partner that you desire, to getting into the school that you desire, to finishing the class that you're in the midst of, to getting the promotion that you desire at work. You're right there, and I don't need you to quit. What I need you to do is stay focused. I need you to be present in the moment and in the now. Get out of the future. Say bye-bye and wave goodbye to that past business mistake, to that past failed grade in class, to that past disagreement at work that you had with a boss or a colleague. Say bye-bye to that. Let it go. It's gone and it's done. Use it as a tool to propel you forward instead of using it as a tool that holds you back. Nobody has gotten anywhere without failing a few times. No one has made millions or got the promotion or opened the business or and cut the ribbon to the business doors or opened up the website online for your online product or services. No one has gotten there without failing first. And so what I need you to do is to refine your plan. If it's not working, figure out a way that you can go about it a different way. There is no one way to get there, you guys. And guess what? The shit is not a straight line. There's steps, there's hills, there's going to be valleys to this thing that you're trying to get to. And it's going to take time. And it's going to take patience. And it's going to take a lot of sacrifice. I know you have the accountability within you to hold yourself accountable to where you need to go. I know that you have it. And if nobody else is around you to give it to you, I need you to dig deep into your spirit. I need you to dig deep into your root chakra and pull it out and get that shit together. Because nobody is going to stop you more than you stop yourself. And when somebody tells you no, that's just an opportunity for you to figure out another way to get through or climb over that valley. I believe in you. If nobody else is around you in your life that believes in you, know that I believe in you. I know that you are enough. I know that you are capable. I know that you can do it. And so I need you to be about your shit. I need you to shake it off. Shake it off. Maybe that's what we need to do right now. Everybody, I need y'all to shake off the bullshit. Shake it off. Shake off the negativity that's telling you in your mind that you can't do it, that you don't have enough money, that you don't have enough resources, that you don't have no help. Yes, we all need someone. But sometimes when there's nobody around you to help you, to lift you up, you have to do it yourself. And you have to get it in your mind. and change your mindset and change how you see yourself, change how you view yourself. Maybe your self-esteem is lacking a little bit. Maybe you need to go see a therapist. Maybe you need to go see a counselor or get a life coach. And I'm not going to hold you here today. I just felt like somebody needed it. It was in my spirit. Somebody needs to hear this. You are enough. Don't quit. You're right there. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough in this time, the next lifetime, and the times to come. Y'all know where to find me. 667-335-1840. I know this episode and this pep talk was a little short, but that's all right, because we don't need time to be taken away from what it is you're working towards. I need you to get on it and get on it right now. Look at your plan and see where you can improve. Work on it every day, even if it's just for 30 minutes. Work towards that goal. Work towards that life that you see. And see, when you have a vision, it's not for you to just stay stagnant on. It's for you to work towards. And then once you get it and you get there, guess what? You can do more. Or once you get there, you can help somebody else come up behind you. And that's what it's really about. It's really about us using our wisdom, our expertise, and our experiences to help one another to reach back and to help our next bro, niece, nephew, non-binary, sis up. And tell them to come on up a little higher. And tell them to come on up out of the broken places. And tell them to come on out of that low self-esteem and do what they need to and get the help that they need from a therapist or counselor to come out of that. Nobody coming to save us. We got to save ourselves, and we can help save one another. And I need y'all to know that on today. You are enough. Do not quit.